This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of the program, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with you here tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
Our Skype username, should you wish to connect with us there, is lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. I did mention we have a story about the Satanic Temple. They're back in the news. If we get a chance, we'll get to that. But your calls and thoughts come first here. Let's go to Ben. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hey, Ben.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Great.
I got a couple of things I want to bounce off of you. Number one, I am a second-generation Mexican. And your position that the wall will not work is totally flawed. At the end of the day, if you've ever done, if you've been fishing, and your boat's leaking, first thing you do is plug your hole. And then from there, you know, you work on fixing it, just stopping it all together. And you say that it can't be done. It can be done.
Oh, I didn't say it can't be done. I said it'll be done at billions and billions of dollars more than what they say it'll be done for. And that it ultimately won't stop anyone who's determined to get here.
You don't know that, and I don't know that.
Yeah. It's easy to know that. The government always costs more to do whatever it is that they want to do than what they expect it's going to cost. Always.
Well,
and they come out with a price tag. Go ahead.
No, it's not hard to say.
Got Donald Trump on the show. Everything he's ever done has came in under budget.
Brother, so, just because Donald Trump can run a business doesn't mean that he can do anything more efficiently in government. You have to understand, government doesn't have the same incentives that business does.
And the Trump Corporation is not building the wall. Government,
I understand that. I do understand that. But, you know, he's also saved us money on these jets. He saved us money on a lot of things.
So, he hasn't saved you any money? Did you get a refund? The taxes aren't going down. I haven't heard anybody saying they're paying less in taxes.
We've only been in there 90 days.
Fine. Let's see what happens in a year.
And on that, you're exactly right.
That's my point. Exactly my point. Let's see what happens. But, you know, don't just say it can't happen.
Anything can't happen. I said it can. It's just going to cost a lot.
Yeah, let me offer my...
It needs to happen. It needs to happen.
No, it doesn't.
That goes without saying. Are you going to stop 100% of it? No, you're not going to stop 100%. But if you can stop 90% of it, that's mission accomplished in my world.
Yep. Well, I mean, time will tell because this thing is going to go up. It doesn't seem like anybody's going to be able to stop it, and we'll find out how effective it is. Ian's point, which I think is dead on, is if people are determined to get into the country, there's all kinds of different ways to get into the country.
Lock on a door. All a lock on the door does is keep an honest man out. If somebody wants to get in your house, they will get in your house.
That's true.
I'm a state trooper, so I mean, I understand these things.
And that's why we say if, because you may be right. The wall may actually be successful at keeping people out, but the reason for that would be because there's a police state on the other side of the wall, meaning that if life in America becomes worse than life in Mexico, then people aren't going to want to come here.
Right.
If it's that hard to live here, if the economy sucks that bad, if it's that much of a police state, if people are having their houses raided regularly, businesses are being raided, there's a culture of fear as an immigrant here in the United States, then they might just not even try to come here in the first place.
But
then you'll be living in a police state.
It should be a culture of fear. You broke the wall coming over the fence.
Huh?
I said it should be a culture of fear. If you broke the law getting over here, you're illegal. You need to go back.
You know what I think we need? Welcome centers.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Immigrants that are coming from Mexico, here's a nice, big, friendly-looking welcome center. You come up to it. You say, hi, how are you doing? Welcome to America. ¿Cómo está? And what do you want to do here in America? Well, I would like to work in agriculture.
Absolutely. If they're legal, absolutely. My granddad, when he came to this country...
Well, how about you legalize immigration, then?
He had a skill that our country needed. That's how he got here.
Right.
Our country needs anyone who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves.
No,
there's not specific skills. There's not some set of bureaucrats out there that should get to decide who does and who doesn't come here.
Your assessment earlier that, you know, Americans won't work. I mean, I grew up pulling tobacco, and I used to pull along with a bunch of Mexicans. So, I mean, and that was what you call entry level. I mean, I pulled tobacco up until I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's entry level. You confuse entry level positions with people that career positions.
No, I didn't confuse anything. I gave a specific example of food that was rotting on the vine after Mexicans left Georgia, after Georgia passed an anti-immigration law, because a bunch of people from America, from North America, from the United States, did not want those jobs.
Same thing happened in Alabama.
Yeah.
I grew up in a very agricultural area in on the West Coast in eastern Oregon, and if it hadn't been for Mexican immigrants, I mean, we would have the same thing happening. There were just not people willing to go shuck frickin' watermelons into a truck 6 feet off the ground or pick honeydews or stuff like that, and they fulfilled a need. I look at this as an economic question. If there's a demand for a product, even if that product is simply labor at a certain price, then we should be welcoming those who wish to come over here and do it. Now, if you come to my fictitious welcome center and you say, what do you want to do? Ah, I hear you got a really good welfare system here, and I'd just like to live off that for a few years and get fat and happy. Well, then I don't see a role.
I come to the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's very different than saying, yes, we do need people that will work in the service industry for very low pay, because that's the only way that we can make our products available to our customers at a reasonable price.
However, there is a legal way to do it. And all I'm saying is just be legal and come on and we'll give you all the
legal way's garbage, dude.
How about making the legal way way, way, way easier?
That's something that absolutely needs to happen.
Okay, but good. I mean, we agree with you there.
Right.
Look at that. We got to have reform there.
Yeah, how about we just abolish the INS or the ICE, get rid of all those bureaucrats?
But they're not bureaucrats. I've been in law.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know what it's like to have to deal with stuff like that. No,
by definition,
involved.
They're bureaucrats. They're people who push pencils.
Have anarchy.
They're bureaucrats because they work for the government. That's like the definition of a bureaucrat.
They work for bureaucracies.
Yeah.
Well, right. Okay, how are you going to do that?
Well, I can't. I mean, the U.S. government's going to fail before any bureaucracies get abolished. I mean, the government's going to...
I don't know. Trump's got some interesting things to say on that, too.
Oh, really?
Well,
you think Trump's going to abolish some bureaucracies?
He's at least passed some executive orders that are calling for, I think it's OMB, to look at every single government agency and evaluate its worth. That's something we haven't talked about on the air as far as I know, but it is kind
of
interesting.
That's a part of draining the swamp.
Well, once the swamp level starts going down, then I'll believe it when I see it. Hey, thanks, Ben, for your call tonight.
I appreciate it.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Till then, it's all talk. And it's talk I can appreciate. You know,
yeah.
And they say things that sound nice. Great. Let's see the action.
I won't even say I'm cautiously optimistic. I say that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds... Some of these things Trump has said have been
things that
honestly I would have expected, like, year one of a Ron Paul presidency to come out of. And it's encouraging, but I'm jaded. I'm skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
For good reason. I've got my whole life where I've just looked at Washington really not doing anything positive.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to, you know, a call like that where somebody who claimed they have a Mexican background but yet want to restrict access to the country, it's like, oh, I got in the club, now the rest of y'all get to stay out.
Yeah.
And it's hard to listen to that.
Well, but it's interesting. A lot of the people that are very much against illegal immigration are legal immigrants.
The ones who jumped through the hoops.
Right, who did all crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and they did it the right way in their mind.
Yeah,
they feel that they should...
The bureaucratic way, the burdensome way, the expensive way.
Sure.
I mean, and at least we did agree with him that it needs to be easier. So that was the one point that we agreed with Ben on, that it should not be so hard for good people to come here and make a better life for themselves. And it is damn hard. I mean, we were just talking with a guy the other night, Mustafa from Sierra Leone,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about how hard it is to just get a damn visa to come visit here.
Right.
Right. It costs $160, which for you and
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, for you and I, it's not the end of the world, likely, but if you are in Sierra Leone, that is probably half a year's worth of labor.
Crazy.
And so you give them $160, and then they come back to you and say, well, rejection. Application denied. Thanks for the $160. Have a nice day.
Right.
$855, $450, and that same stuff happens with people trying to move here permanently as well. Application denied.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And I also want to let you know about HostGator. If you've been thinking about starting a website, but you've been putting it off, well, now's the time to take action, because you can get 50% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, and they've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. HostGator makes it easy to kick off your own website or blog. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue, we'll take your calls, your thoughts, to the phones, to the fun. Let's go to John in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Yes, I was just listening to you talk to the Mexican guy that was on there that was a legal immigrant. And I think you guys are completely off base. I don't think you're really libertarians. I really don't think just because you say you're a libertarian, you're undermining the Constitution. You basically, by having open borders, you really are undermining what's going to, you know, allow a constitution to live longer or exist, because you can't bring all these Mexican people into this country and undermine our election process and our economy. I mean, you have to understand, we have people, a standard of living that we are trying to protect in this country. We're a nation of laws, and we were trying to protect people so we would... working families would make enough money, and when you increase the supply of poor people and labor people, you basically reduce the wage rates and you make people desperate. Okay. And what you're doing is you're undermining the overall economy, which makes our nation weaker. And I really don't think what you guys do, this anarchy way of looking at things.
I'm not an anarchist.
You're going to ruin libertarianism, because when our Constitution...
All right, stop right there. You're feeding yourself now.
Yeah, let me throw a couple things at you.
No, I
because...
just think you're totally wrong.
I think Chris has a question or an observation here. So. Oh, you just muted yourself, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's good when I hit the mute button on myself. No, I was going to ask, I mean, where in the Constitution does it talk about immigration? And I would say that everything that we're saying now was also said about the Irish. That's sort of fresh in my mind because it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
No, it's not bullcrap. It's true.
No, in 1965, we changed our immigration policy. We've always had immigration laws in this country.
Sure.
In 1965, we changed our immigration policy, and then what we've done is we've opened up the southern border. You have to understand, we entered into World War I because the Germans tried to undermine our country by inciting the Mexicans to come in and try to create racial tension between the black and the white people in this country. And we went to World War I. We entered into World War I because they were going to invade our country and undermine our government.
We are undermining it now. What the heck are you
Your
talking about?
Is undermining our government.
Okay, well,
ridiculous.
Let me ask you this. Where in the Constitution does it talk about the government's role, constitutional role, to protect people's jobs, protect people's livelihood?
Our libertarian view is that you have to protect the safety of your people.
No,
and if
sir.
You undermine the financial well-being.
You're not even answering the question.
Yeah, I just asked a constitutional question. You keep bringing up the Constitution. Where does the Constitution talk about protect?
It basically says right in the Constitution that you have to be a citizen to be president. We're a nation of laws, and we set up the Constitution.
That didn't answer his question.
Immigration laws.
Shouting loud. I'm just going to put you on hold at this point.
Yeah,
Shouting louder is non-responsive.
Yeah, I'd love to have this conversation, but he asserts some things that are, he attributes to the Constitution that I don't see in my reading of the Constitution.
There's nothing in the Constitution about immigration. It mentions naturalization.
Sure, and that's
very different.
That is something that is a delegated power to the federal government. I get that, but this idea that we have to protect our jobs and things like that, you know,
that's protectionism is what he's calling for there.
Yeah, and I respect that. If that's his opinion, that's his opinion. I can disagree with that.
But it has nothing to do, John, with libertarianism. And this is my question for you, is what does it mean to be libertarian? Since you are the judge of whether or not we're libertarians, what's it mean?
You have to understand, it's a political party, and you need to have responsible
immigration laws.
You need to have responsible.
You don't know anything about it, dude. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know a lot about it.
No,
I don't.
You don't. Then what is it to be? What does it mean to be a libertarian?
Is a theory, and libertarianism is a theory. But we are talking about the libertarian.
It's not a theory.
Party.
No, we're not. We're talking about libertarianism as a philosophy. What is a libertarian philosophy?
Just like fascism would be a theory.
No, what is a libertarian philosophy? If you don't know the answer, it's okay to say I don't know.
Yeah.
Just admit it.
You
don't
know. I do know you guys are libertarians.
What's the answer?
From a political party perspective.
What is the answer?
You're a globalist.
Last chance.
You're a globalist. That's what you are.
Last chance, John. Last chance. Goodbye. All right, so a libertarian, for those who don't know, like John, is somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle. That's it. Now, there is a libertarian party.
And let's talk about what that is.
Yeah, and they subscribe to the non-aggression principle. That's their basis as a political party.
But what is the non-aggression principle?
It is the idea that you should not use or threaten aggressive force against other people.
And does that count for governments, too?
Correct.
Yeah. And that is the part that a lot of people can't wrap their heads around, that, you know, we all know that I can't, you know, threaten you, say, give me your money.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's
obviously
wrong. That's robbery, and that's wrong. But when government does it, they say, pay me your taxes or I'll throw you in jail. It's hard for people to get over that hump between, you know, what we know is right in our own lives. They put blind faith in government to do the right thing. Yet that basic simple truth doesn't apply to the government. That's people get hung up. I'd like to step up the example.
I mean, he doesn't want to have a conversation, but you know, maybe somebody else on the line does. By the way, lines are loaded up right now. Toll free number 855-450 free. I like the example you gave of it's wrong for you to, you know, point a knife at me or a gun or you know, threaten to kidnap my kids or whatever and say if you don't do what I say, if you don't give me X amount of dollars, I'm going to hurt you. That's obviously wrong. We all know that. It's also wrong for you to gather up 10 of your neighbors and come to me with a gang of people and say, hey, if you don't hand over all of your money or half of your money, we're going to hurt you or your family. That's obviously also wrong. But how many people, if you gathered 1,000 people, would that make it okay? If you gathered 10,000 people, would that make it okay? Or if you formed a government, would that make it okay?
Right. Or if I voted for somebody to represent me and go threaten you, does that make it okay?
Of course not. Then they're just your agent doing your bidding.
Exactly. And that's the part that's kind of hard for people to get over.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got time for you. We'll get you on here coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, and you can bring up anything that you want, even if you're dead wrong and you don't know what you're talking about. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You can actually create the content that you'll see there on the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based system, and it's free to use. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You can also download archives that go back for a decade. That's a lot of listening that you can possibly do there. You can watch and listen live. You can get interactive in a variety of ways over at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts in our business, our website is free. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Chris. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
The immigration.
All right.
I think we need to put a stop to it. We've been enticing them here for 35 years or so, and
you want to stop all immigration?
Or are you just referring to illegal immigration?
I think we ought to stop the illegal, and we need to stop them coming across right now. Put a halt to it because it's out of hand. But
so
we've been enticing them here for 30 years, you know. We've been working them pretty much like slaves. And then all of a sudden, and I wanted to throw them out too, but I took a little second look and humanity look at it and think, hey, we've been doing this And so, you know, now we want to get rid of them, so we'll throw them out. We really can't do that. So,
because, yeah, the food will rot on the vines. That'd be bad, right?
Well, I don't know. It probably would for a while. I kind of disagree with that. We are the people that are here won't pick it.
They won't.
Because, like I said, it's been 30 years us enticing them over here, and we've trained Americans not to do that type of thing.
Do you want to go pick a bunch of cantaloupes in the hot sun for 10 hours a day, 12?
And if I can ask, do you feel that Americans are softer than they were 30 or 50 years ago? By softer, I just mean not as willing to do manual labor. They would rather, you know, work in a cubicle.
We've trained them that way.
Right. So we probably don't have a lot. Yeah, we probably don't have a lot of people that are willing to go out and work 9-10 hour days like.
Well, I don't know.
My father did, and his grandfather.
Yeah. Americans want to get paid by the hour, not by the cantaloupe.
Right.
Right. That's yet to be seen.
It isn't yet to be seen. We've already seen examples of it in Georgia and Alabama.
Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. That's because we've trained them over the years. Over the years, we've enticed them to come in.
Yeah, I got you. Chris, tell me more about what you want to do to stop it. You said you want to stop illegal immigration. So what, in your vision of how you would stop illegal immigration, if Chris were in charge, if Chris were, the Trump, you get to decide these things, and Congress will just go along with whatever you say, what would you propose?
What's that look like?
Well, that's a pretty difficult question to ask a bus driver.
You have some ideas. Go ahead.
I don't know. Building a wall. They've got they're saying build the wall, but how much is that going to cost? And
billions.
And like you say, they got they'll tunnel underneath it or whatever. It just what do you do about it? But just to say, open the borders and see what happens. I guess that's what you. That's why I presume that you folks.
Well, that's what some people like. Some people like completely open borders. I like the idea of trying to fit people who desire to come here with needs that exist in our country. So, for example, our agricultural sector. Like I said, it's very hard to find native-born Americans who are willing to go throw watermelons for 9-10 hours a day during harvest season. Maybe that's an area where, we need, we've got requests for 100,000 workers for this harvest season.
Right. So what you're doing is you're actually enticing slave labor.
No, slave labor is not okay.
You say that you don't want to get, you can't get Americans to go do the work.
For a certain price.
Why not? Why not? Because of the price. Why is it because
Americans want to eat cheap watermelons?
Right.
Because Americans don't want to live in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 families in one house until they're over here for a few years and they can all, get their own places.
Yeah, but Americans are spoiled.
They start out with a dozen people living in one house.
That's smart.
And you're for that. You don't think that's creative?
Well, what's wrong with that? Why shouldn't people be able to live together? It helps them bring their costs of living down. I mean, if you're only making 5 cents a melon.
Because in my neighborhood, and I don't live in a fancy neighborhood, but it's a single dwelling. It's single dwelling house. It's a single. There's laws on how many people can live in a house.
Oh, the laws! Oh, the damn laws!
But does that really hurt you?
Well, they're fire laws. You can't go into
that's
a building.
That's their risk, dude.
Right. I mean,
you're operating.
Why don't you just leave people alone? Okay, it's their house. They can live in it how they want to live in it. Here's the problem. If you want to see other people live the way you want them to live, if you're saying, Chris in Indianapolis knows how many people should be living in a house, then it's only a matter of time before someone tries to tell you how you should live in your house. That's not fair.
Okay. But then when it catches on fire or something happens like that,
right?
You want the fire department to come out and put it out, don't you? Sure you do.
One would hope somebody would help out.
Well,
but that's not that's the only what, alternative.
And that's why they have the fire laws.
Right.
That's why they only allow so many people in a building. You know, when you go into a bar, there can only be so many
people in that
bar.
That's not the reason why they have it. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a restriction that the only four people who are unrelated can live in one house. These houses are able to hold far more than four people safely. It has nothing to do with the fire code. It has everything to do with density of parking or whatever their excuses are for, we have zoned this area in this way, and we have determined that this...
I can see that. I can see.
But it's not okay. We understand that you can see it because you're okay with the idea of a bunch of bureaucrats telling us how to live.
No,
and I'm telling you I'm not okay with it.
No, I'm not. You're not being realistic here. You got a neighborhood. You got a house that can hold 12 or 13 people if you want to pack them in there. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to pack them in there. And then every one of them's got a car, so they're parking them out in the driveway.
Well, I think if you've got 12 or 14 people living in a house because that's all they can afford to do, they probably don't have 12 or 14 cars.
Yeah, probably true. Beyond that, this is an issue that private property can solve, okay? So
I beg to differ there. The Spanish communities in Indianapolis, okay, not bad housing. You know, they're not run down housing. They're newer than my houses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them down the road.
What are you begging to differ on, though? What part are you begging to differ on?
When you drive through the neighborhood, though, you think you're driving through a Disneyland parking lot. There's so many cars.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. You didn't let me finish what I was going to say, though. Private property can solve this problem. Okay, so what we have right now is a lot of neighborhoods where the government owns the streets, and they're not actually privately owned neighborhoods. If you actually had private property where the streets were privately owned, where the houses, the lots were all privately owned, then the landlord would get to decide how many people he or she is willing to allow to stay in that property. And if the tenants are violating their lease, then that's an actionable, you know, court case or whatever.
Right.
You can legally
take
those people out if necessary. If the landlord says, I'm totally cool with 10 people living here, then that should be an agreement that they should be free to make in a so-called free country. Thank you, Chris, for your call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we're going to try to sneak you in if you're on the line with us here on Free Talk Live. And we'll have to talk about the Satanic Temple another night. We got wall-to-wall calls coming up on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you, maybe, if you're already on the line. If you are not in, or if you don't get in with us here tonight, it's okay. It's all right. We got a Sunday show.
Yeah.
We do a live edition of Free Talk Live every single night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And you're always welcome to join us. Saturday night's always the hardest night to get on the air. Except for hour number one for some reason.
Yeah, it was just dead.
Nobody wanted to talk about your rights at the border, but everybody wants to talk about immigrants.
Yep, we saw that.
So anyway, you can go to, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please amp the show. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you love the fact that we are talking about liberty and freedom and libertarianism 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, as well as peace, then you really ought to get behind the show for $5 a month. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, which is a way that you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as hosts of the show. Chris, you're in that group.
Absolutely.
I'm in that group. And a couple few hundred other Free Talk Live listeners are also in that group. It's a really cool little perk, and there's also other cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, which is like our regular podcast, but doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does. Not that a regular podcast has a lot of commercials, it doesn't, but the AMP podcast has even fewer. So you can join the AMP program with any major credit card. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, as well as Bitcoin and PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll learn more about the program and how it helps us spread the ideas of freedom to more radio stations all around the country, unlike any other show out there. No other show does it at the level that we do. So it's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Wesley is in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wesley.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh man, I just had to—I had to do a little bit of whining about the flat Earth thing. You're going to get slammed tomorrow, I guarantee you. I'm having my podcast tomorrow.
Wait, what? Why are we getting slammed with flat Earthers? Please, please, no. Please.
No, yeah. You guys got. All I ask is, you guys, if you have an open mind, you need to at least look at it before you slam it. I'm surprised that you cut Mark off so quickly.
Cut them off. We go on and on with them for a segment at least, usually, when they call.
I've spent hours talking to flat earthers.
They've called multiple times.
This is the first time I've listened to your guys' show, so I haven't seen any of the, never heard any of the.
We didn't even have a flat earther call tonight. You must have listened to a podcast from this week or something
like
that.
It could have been, yeah.
That
Mark
might have
just
been
posted a video about, posted your guys'
Who's Mark? Is he one of the flat earthers?
We're talking about Mark Sergeant? Edge.
Who's Mark?
Mark Sargent.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
What did he post?
Really? Oh yeah, he's the creator of Flat Earth Clues on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but I'll look at it.
Are you saying he called our show this week?
Yeah, I just got done watching a video of it, and it had your guys' number on the video.
So a Flat Earth guy called Free Talk Live and made a YouTube video out of it, is what you're saying?
Right.
Gotcha. That's why he's saying we're going to get a rush of crazy poop flat earth callers. Yeah, we've listened to this nonsense for quite a while, and it's, I don't know, I would say it's even more ridiculous than the chemtrail conspiracy.
Are you a supporter of the flat earth?
Well, you know, so did I 2 years ago. I agree with you. I'm a ball earther. It's like, I'm so down to that, and until 2 years ago, I started researching it and getting in it hard. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's something here. And all I'm saying is, if you guys, I'm warning you.
There's nothing there because it would require the world's most grand conspiracy in order for it to be pulled off. It would require everyone who's ever been involved in aerospace to be involved in a conspiracy to cover up the claim, you know, the belief or the claim that this is a flat earth instead of a globe. I mean, it's a ridiculous claim on its face. How anyone could take it seriously is absurd.
But I always listen to the arguments and I always offer my own, you know,
everybody's just kind of following the trend. You listen. I mean, how do you know for sure? Is it because that they told you?
No, I can't.
Or is it because there was a globe in your room?
Can I answer the question?
In your classroom?
You asked. Yeah, it's okay. I used to work in communications. I worked in telecommunications.
You're part of the conspiracy, Chris.
Well, no, I worked in satellite communications and, I'm also a ham radio operator who happens to do some stuff like, you know, I do communicate with satellites and bounce signals off of satellites and bounce satellite signals off of the moon, Earth.
That's what they told you to tell us.
Yeah, I know, but I see all these things and I can tell, you know, I can predict I have actually computer programs now that will tell me when a particular satellite is going to raise up over the horizon, how long it's going to be overhead. That's the first part, and then there is that whole, you know, 4 or 5 years of my life where I communicated with satellites that would travel across the sky, not geosynchronous, but orbital satellites. So you can try to convince me otherwise, but when my livelihood depended on it, this is what I did.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the satellites are actually the only, is basically the old Loran system. And they're not bouncing anything off of any satellite because they're not up there.
The satellites aren't up there?
So how do you explain what Chris did with 5 years of his life?
Well, they're bouncing off.
Satellite's not picking up your phone signal real good there.
Well, here's the thing. If this is true, how come you don't get any signal over in the southern hemisphere? GPS drops off. It's because it's a land-based system.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you for the call tonight, Wesley. I've had enough.
Yeah, well, you have GPS, and you also have the Russian system, and I'd be amazed. I think it's called I can't remember the name of it, but there's a Russian halo of satellites used for global positioning, too, and I'm pretty sure those are both global systems. That's why would they only come up with a system
doesn't the G in GPS stand for? Global?
I think
and
you're onto
P
something there.
The P stands for positioning, and the S stands for system. I mean, that's how ridiculous this thing is. It requires you to have been in on this conspiracy. The last
evidently
guy who called in admitted that he believes that everyone who's in, you know, space exploration, that everyone who's in satellite launching that business, that
sure
everybody who's in these businesses that has to do with what's out there in orbit, that it's all a conspiracy, all some sort of grand conspiracy designed to cover all this up. I mean, how anybody can believe this and take it seriously is bewildering to me. That these callers aren't actually just trolling, that they actually believe this.
I know, but I still enjoy it.
I don't
can't
know.
Even
it
understand
is such a perverse thing. Let's go continue here with hopefully some more sane, at least somewhat more sane callers. Larry in Charleston, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA.
Well, congratulations, gentlemen. I'm going to give you a dose of, a double dose of sanity.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Please.
You could probably use it after listening to tonight.
Yeah.
Repertoire.
All right. Throw it out there.
The situation is, in regards to building the wall, what a stupid idea. The actual building of a concrete masonry wall, it will mm-hmm only fall in before they're finished building it because of geological movements. And they get rain sometimes coming out of the mountains that comes down with tons of force. It will collapse walls and wash underneath walls. It will be falling down as soon as they build it.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. If after all this time and money that they spend building the wall, if
it just
rain
crumbled,
washed it away.
And what would we do? We'll build an even bigger wall. It'll be a better wall.
Well, we won't do that.
This wall will be the greatest wall ever.
Because we don't support that stuff. Let's continue here. Mike in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Mike.
Yes. Some of these people you're getting tonight, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're special.
Yeah, my thing about immigration is, I mean, you guys kept on talking about the migrant workers that are picking stuff or, you know, picking melons or whatever. I mean, I've worked construction work with new homes, and there's Hispanics that are, you know, they do a little bit of everything. It's not just that
right
kind of work.
Oh, sure.
But, true, you know,
sure.
And as far as how many people live in a house, you know what? If it's your house, you can live 100 people in there if you want to do it. You know,
as long as the landlord and you agree? Yeah, as long as it's contractual, sure. Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, but we're short on time. I appreciate your call tonight. We're on 7 nights a week, so even if you don't hear us live in Indianapolis, you can always call us because I know we're only on Saturday nights there. Thank you for the call tonight. So 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you didn't get on tonight, join us then, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night starting at 7 Eastern here on Free Talk Live. Have a great weekend. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.